FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Dan Bremnes, Call Your Name. Hi, good morning to you. It is September the 11th. Happy Thursday to you. It's 7:19.
Good morning, Intern Blaine with the weather. Today, mostly sunny, high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 56. Friday, sunny, high of 82. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 83. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 85. And it's 63 and cloudy right now.
This morning, our good friend Tyler Hoover is here. He's the managing director of Serve It Stage. Tyler, good morning again.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. Tell us about Serve It Stage.
Sure. Serve It Stage is a nonprofit theater company with a mission of accessibility. We want to make it so that anyone can come and experience high quality, uplifting, inspiring shows. And so we do that by touring our productions out into the community to parks and schools and retirement homes and churches. And we had, I believe, 60 venues last year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then and providing all of our shows as pay what you will.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And you have a big show that kicks off tonight.
We do. This
Tale
one is
of
not
Two
touring.
Cities, huh?
You got to come to us for this
one.
We can't bring this one out. It's a little too big.
Yeah.
But we are presenting A Tale of Two Cities over at Warwick High School Performing Arts Center. We open tonight, and then we run Thursdays through Sundays through the 28th of September. So three weekends of shows, opportunities to come out and see it. But it's one that's worth seeing. I mean, they all are for different reasons.
Well, sure, sure.
But yeah, just the size and scope of the show and of the story. I mean, obviously, being Dickens' story, and Charles Dickens wrote the novel, it stood the test of time. But just so many powerful moments. It's hard to even, like, give you the elevator pitch of what this story is, because there's so many characters. It's so broad, and you're following really a moment in history, fictionalized, you know.
Sure.
The characters are fictionalized.
And when is that moment? What is that historical time?
It's based
time?
Around the French Revolution.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I mean, a lot of shows, Les Mis, people love Les Mis, and Scarlet Pimpernel. There are a lot of shows that have taken place in this period of time. But Tale of Two Cities is such a great show, and unfortunately not as well known. It hasn't had the exposure that some of those shows have had. And so we're thrilled to be able to bring it to the community. But I would say, if you've never heard of Tale of Two Cities, but you love Les Mis, it's worth checking out. It's like, it's right there. They're very tangential.
And one of the first things you said earlier is that you have built a big set. You have, you know, a 60-piece orchestra. You have a lot of people. This is going to be a big show for you guys.
I mean, to tell a story this size, it really wouldn't do it justice to do it with, you know, like our touring shows are meant to fit in a van.
Right.
And it's 10 people.
It's got to set up
people.
Quickly it's, and it's got to tear down quickly.
And we've got to be able to do 60 performances in a tour anywhere.
Yeah.
And this just isn't that show. I
mean,
the set is, you know, multiple levels and multiple units. And our set designer for the show is an incredible man. John Whiting designed this set, and he builds models of the set for us to work with. And so our director gets to literally play with this model as he's blocking the show. But the way that these huge set pieces move and revolve around one another and create all these different settings in the story, just the choreography of those set moves has been its own thing. And the cast acts as also as our deckhand. So the movement of the cast and the characters with the set, it's all unified. And again, is kind of a character all its own and choreography all its own, but makes the story so immersive. And it really, very few stopping points. We go right from one scene into the next, not a ton of you know, blackout moments. It just continues to flow and take the audience on this ride.
And to have a show where you have a live 16-piece orchestra, I mean, that's not as common as it once was.
It's not. And I'm so grateful that we're able to do it. I mean, in an age of AI and streaming and all of that, we lose the organic, really human quality that having that music being played live right in front of you there brings. And then the collaboration between them and the cast, you know, in real time, there's this collaborative art form happening. It just, you can't replicate it. It's Netflix will never match up, you know?
No. So last night you had your final dress rehearsal with an audience.
Yep.
Tonight you open at Warwick. Yep. How can people get tickets?
Go to servantstage.org or give us a call. We're at 717-455-0255. We've got shows tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday at 2 and 7, and then Sunday at 2. And then that's the schedule for the next three weekends.
For the next three weekends. Yeah. Do you have a favorite part of the show, Tale of Two Cities?
It's interesting. I'll say this too. Because this show is so, again, huge. I mentioned the story. There's so many characters and little bits and pieces. I love it more each time I see it, because you get to understand the story a little more in its context. So I say everyone should come see it three or four times to really get it.
Right.
And so my favorite moments keep changing.
It's not a simple story.
And there's, you know, seeds get planted early on that come back throughout. And if you miss it the first time, you know, it just, you understand more and more the connections throughout the story the more times you see it. But there's a number partway through Act One called Little One that I don't want to... Won't explain the full context of it, but it's a beautiful ensemble moment in the show. Some of the best ensemble singing that we hear in the show. And it's also one of many kind of heartbreaking moments in the show that just is so moving.
Yeah.
And I've loved that moment each night.
Funny, as a younger person, I would say that I always love the solos. I love the stars. I love, you know, who's the main character. But as I've gotten older, I love those ensemble where you see a team of people coming together to tell a story. There's something about that that I love too.
Absolutely. And I actually had someone last night come to me and she said, you know, the show's great. I love it. And she said, your ensemble is incredible. I mean, often in a show, you got, you know, some standout ensemble members.
Sure.
And then you've got some that just kind of fade into the background. Yeah. She said, they're all bringing it. I mean, it's just so cohesive and collective and
love
powerful.
Love that. I bet it sounds amazing.
It sounds incredible. You got to come see it.
Tale of Two Cities is kicking off tonight. It's three weekends, so Thursday, Friday, twice Saturday, once Sunday for the next 3 weeks. It's all happening at Warwick High School, and you can get all the information you need and the tickets, servantstage.org. Tyler, we love having you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, Fred.
Great to see you again. We wish you well with kicking off tonight.
Thanks so much.
Back to the music with Andrew Ripp. This is Breakdown. WJTL, good morning.